As politicians press their agendas, they make every possible use of news events around the world. And in the case we'll discuss next, rival politicians draw opposite conclusions from the same news. European leaders are meeting today in Brussels.
Election results in France and Greece have been building momentum for a change in Europe's response to its debt crisis. Austerity has prevailed until now, but the new pressure is for policies that encourage economic growth. Here in the U.S., Republicans and Democrats have their own interpretations of the crisis, as NPR's David Wellna reports.
If you listen to House Speaker John Boehner speaking here on ABC TV over the weekend, the grand lesson to be drawn from the crisis in Europe is this. Very bad things can happen when a nation's debt gets too high.
People aren't clamoring to invest in Greece today. And if we don't begin to deal with our debt and our deficit in an honest and serious way, we're not going to have many options.
Cliff Stearns, a Florida Republican who's a member of the House Tea Party Caucus, considers Europe a clear warning for the U.S.
I think the lesson to be learned is that we need to reduce spending here, or we'll run into the same situation.
But Democrats in Congress have a very different takeaway from Europe's woes, namely that austerity has only made matters worse. Barney Frank is the top Democrat on the House Financial Services Committee.
It's not an accident that the American economy is outperforming all of the European economies, including England, where they've put in severe austerity, because we have resisted that severe austerity and have done more spending.
And President Obama, after meeting with Europe's leaders this week in Chicago, called for a balanced approach to the euro crisis that very much resembles his own, a commitment to long-term fiscal discipline while pursuing growth in the short term.
The good news was you saw a consensus across the board, from newly elected President Hollande to Chancellor Merkel to other members of the European community, that balanced approach is what's needed right now.
Even some who've questioned many of the president's other economic policies agree with him on this one. Here's U.S. Chamber of Commerce President Tom Donohue at a breakfast panel earlier this week.
You can't control costs without growth. You can't, particularly in this country, you'll never going to be able to put 5 more million people we've got to put back to work without growth.
I think people are realizing that what's going on in Europe now isn't working.
That's UC Berkeley economics professor Christina Romer, who earlier chaired President Obama's Council of Economic Advisors. She says Europe's economic medicine has been killing the sick patients.
Asking them to immediately cut their budget deficit is surely bad policy. It is making their unemployment rate higher. It's making it harder for them to get their deficit under control.
And that lesson, says Harvard economist Kenneth Rogoff, should not be lost on the U.S.
Clearly, if you tighten the budget now in the middle of this recession, or even if we weren't, it's probably going to have a short-term negative effect on growth.
In the end, according to C. Fred Bergston, who directs the Peterson Institute for International Economics, what really distinguishes Europe from the U.S. is a question of urgency.
If the markets are voting against you, if you can't borrow at sustainable interest rates, then you have no choice but to put your house in order. That's Greece and some of the other Europeans. If you're still getting money very cheaply, if you can finance your budget deficits easily, like the United States, you've got more time.
Which may also be why Congress has been putting off a lot of hard decisions. David Wellman, NPR News, the Capitol.